The Valley is tonight. Today is at Mornington, where the first is at, I nearly said $1.10. The first is at 1.10. The last is at 5.30. Mick Chop Suey is the track manager. He's going to set the scene for us. G'day, Mick. How are you?
G'day, Matty. How are you?
I'm very well. How's Mornington today?
Yeah, certainly. Scored a cracking day weather-wise, top of 21 and low winds. And track's currently good for the going stick of 8.8.
All right. And your rail?
Rather at 5. Last meeting were out at 3. I need to push out 2. Held up really well and basically right across is unmarked ground. So it's set to the race well.
Yeah, good even racing, eh?
Yes, they should do. And to match the weather.
Not much of a breeze either, is there?
No, it's only light. So only up to about sort of mid 12 kilometres per hour. So perfect.
Good on you, Chop. Sounds like it's a winning track today.
No worries. See you, Matty.
Good on you, mate. Mick Suey there. Well, Mornington's not everyone's cup of tea, but it's going to race pretty well today, you'd think. And I wonder if the Bald Eagle sees it that way as well. G'day, Bald. How are you, mate?
G'day, Matty. Yeah, look, it's a pretty good card. I think the second half's probably better than the first half. If you're on track, you could probably go and have a beer and catch some sun rays and then come back and get stuck into it.
All right. Well, we start the quaddie with race 5. The scratchings here are numbers 5 and 7. I'll just give a little snapshot of those in the market. Firewheel for Nick Ryan's a $2.15. Fixed odds favourite, $4.20 for Unfair Dismissal, number one. And Zumarudi, number three, is at $5.50, and that's pretty much it. Oh, $6.50 for One for Rocky, number 10.
Yeah, I'm quite keen on the toppy here, Unfair Dismissal. I think he's ready to fire third up down in grade. The next one run first up at Cranbourne. They might have needed it here last start this trip when 4 weeks between runs. Gets conditions to suit today, provided they're able to make ground from sort of midfield. I think this is his race, and he's one of my better bets on the cards. Beat the two Firewheel, who's been really strongly supported this morning. Money talks in this stable. His past two runs at Bendigo have been good in stronger races than this. He's well-placed to win and draw him perfectly. He's having his fifth run in, so it's hard to see how he improves, but concede he may not need to. The 10, one for Rocky, was equally as good as Unfair Dismissal last start, beating him home. And on that effort, he's in the mix here. And the other local hope, 3, Zumarudi, going forward with a claim first up, should give a sight. Numbers 1, 2, 10 and 3.
1, 2, 10 and 3 in race 5. Over to race 6. This is over 20, 30 metres. The scratchings here are 1, 2, 3, 4 and 11. Cogent, number 8, is the $3.40 favourite. Ali Rock, number 1, is at $5. $7.50 for Setters Free, number 7. $6 for Ripper Choice and Mavita, 9 and 10, both at $6. And $7, Sarnia. So pretty open by the looks of it.
Yeah, it is. Breezley is a big out, not only his favourite, but speedrunner, which makes things trickier. I love the way the 10, Mavita, for Pat Carey is profiling. She looks a genuine stayer after just the 2 career runs. A 5-year-old mare can muster early to hold a spot, which is so important in staying races. I hope Fred Kersley can put her in the race from that gate. The 8, Cogent, is back in form for a very informed Gregor Rolstable, who's knocking up plenty of winners in the past month, and his best is good enough to win this race. He's hard and fit. The Fire Valley Rock is stepping up to a trip now, third up. She's in good form. No luck at Mooney Valley last start. She'll find this easier. I think they are the 3 main winning hopes. In for fourth and adding to the quaddie, I put in the 12, Sarnia, for the magician, Reese Goodwin, who is stepping up his done deal mare to a trip, which looks to suit. Numbers 10, 8, 5 and 12.
You like that, Reese Goodwin, the magician. Over to race 7. The scratchings here are numbers 2, 4, 7 and 12. Musashi is the $2.90 fixed odds favourite for Matt Laurie. $4.60 for number 3 Rossman. $6 for Stars Barwon, number 5. $8 for Red Snap. $7 for Boss Queen. $8.50 for Dream Witness.
Yeah, it's a very difficult race. I don't think there's much between 2 winning hopes here. The 8, Musashi, who was back to win and ridden to win by Ben Mellon first up. Looked a bit hairy there for a bit, but he muscled his way out to go and score. Hard to hear from that draw. I think he can win again, though. The 3, Rossman, has jumped out strongly and has a touch of class. Tricky inside draw. Might need a little bit of luck, but looks the main danger on his home track. 11, Dream Witness, was good first up in a strong race at Mowi. She faded late, was first up for 25 weeks, so you could expect some fitness improvement. Geordie Childs aboard. She'll be up on the speed, giving a sight. And the 5, Stars Barwon, gets to run on his home track for the first time, funnily enough, and is fit and racing in good form. Numbers 8, 3, 11 and 5.
8, 3, 11 and 5. Over to the last at Mornington today. Benchmark 58. And the scratchings are 1, 3, 7, 8 and 12. Amnesty, Adam Crittenden's best on the day, is number 10 is your $2.80 fixed odds favourite. $3.60 for number 4, Mia. for Nick Ryan, $5.50 for the Superintendent, number 6, and $7 for Aspara, number 9.
Yeah, I made 10, and it's my best bet on the card too today at Mornington. She ran a good time. To score and debut here on a heavy surface. She has brilliant early speed. She'll go forward. She might be even better on a firmer surface, and she jumped out superbly last week to have a right for this. To beat the four near the ex-Hong Kong horse, who hasn't probably lived up to the hype as yet. He's sent out an even money favourite at first up at Cranbourne. He's fourth up today, and the stable has tinkered with gear and comes right back in grade. And good form behind that Harbin last start at Taranga coming out and won at Geelong. But I think he needs to improve further to beat the filly. Into the third, I put the 6, the Superintendent, who has jumped out well, as he always does. The blinkers come off and the winkers go back on. Loves a dry track. And the 9, Aspara, is first up for the Kamani. So we know Matt gets him fit and ready and is drawn ideally in gate 2. Numbers 10, 4, 6 and 9.
10, 4, 6 and 9. What about a quaddie and a play?
Best bet today, race 8, number 10, Amnesty. Next best, race 5, number 1, Unfair Dismissal. Today's quaddie, first leg, 1, 2, 3 and 10. Second leg, 5, 8, 10 and 12. Third leg, 3, 8 and 11. And we'll be brave and anchor at the 10 in the last leg of the quaddie. Our play of the day, all up, win race 5, number 1, Unfair Dismissal, into win race 8, number 10, Amnesty.
Thanks, Eagle.
Thanks, Matty.
The Bald Eagle there with his thoughts for Mornington. It really is a chockers agenda of racing in Victoria in the next 72 hours.